They go with the territory if you're a federal program manager, oversight audits. When they land on your desk, though, do you act or are you a deer in the headlights? Well, there's new advice from the Association of Government Accountants, the AGA's Partnership for Intergovernmental Management and Accountability, has published a guide that helps officials at all levels of government resolve oversight findings and identify their underlying causes. Here with details is Rich Raisa. He's the Director of State and Local Advisory and Assistance Services out of the Inspector General's Office at the Education Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us.
Thanks.
So are most managers behind the curve when it comes to responding to audits that hit their desks?
I think managers are a little concerned when they see the audits and the findings, and as a result, maybe there's some reluctance on their part to use those that information to improve programs.
But you have a guide. You have the answer, the tips that people need to make this happen, right?
That's true. That's true. Back in the 1990s, the Education Department had a big issue with this. There were a number of states that had findings, repeat findings, for many years. And we decided that maybe there was an opportunity to start seeing those findings differently, create a new dialogue with the states, and we came up with what is known as the Cooperative Audit Resolution and Oversight Initiative.
So what, you started seeing the same thing over and over and over again and started seeing a pattern? Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when auditors come up with these findings, what we want to have happen is that those findings get corrected in a timely manner. And with the Recovery Act, we saw an opportunity with the Association of Government Accounts to renew this idea of cooperative audit resolution.
So we're primarily talking about money that goes from federal agency via grants to state and local agencies?
Absolutely. Right.
Now, it strikes me that this process, the Cooperative Audit Resolution and Oversight Initiative, you call it the CAROI, looks like an ingredient, is something that could have been resurrected for the, not resurrected, but at least applied to the whole oversight of stimulus funds. And why did they come to you about that?
The intergovernmental partnership that AGA and OMB created several years ago, at one of our meetings last year, there was a number of conferences that were held across the country, and one of the issues that came up was this concern about all the audit activity that was going on. GA was doing audits, my office was doing audits, state and local governments were doing audits, and folks were concerned that they were going to become a gotcha situation. And we brought up the idea of cooperative audit resolution as a way forward in using those results to make sure that if findings were found out there on the Recovery Act, that they'd be corrected in a timely manner.
So give us an example of how that cooperative audit response might work.
Actually, when you talked about a formula a second ago, there is a simple formula to it. It's bringing together the program managers, the fiscal folks, the legal folks, and the audit folks to identify what were the true causes of the problem or the issue identified by the auditors and find a solution. And really, that's what it's all about.
What about the recipient of the grant from the state or local, you know, the people that got the money?
The folks that got the money are actually a part of the equation. And, you know, when I say the fiscal folks, program folks, legal folks, and the audit folks, I'm talking about federal, state, and local, you know, bringing all the folks together who have the best information on how to correct the problem.
I'm curious, when you look at these different audits and when you find these underlying problems, do you historically find same mistakes being made over and over? I mean, are there common errors, pitfalls that people fall into?
Yeah, there are absolutely. One of the most common situations the auditors find out there is the lack of supporting documentation of how money was used. And so there's absolutely a viable solution out there to prevent that from happening.
We're speaking with Rich Raisa. He's Director of State and Local Advisory and Assistance Services in the Education Department's Office of the Inspector General. And how do you find out, maybe before money goes out or before grants go out, that it's going to be used correctly? In other words, if it goes to a state official, how do you know that, you know, someone's brother-in-law or spouse isn't going to get a grant in turn from what started out as a federal grant?
Right. In addition to the idea of cooperatively resolving audits, one of the facets of the CROI process is to use oversight information to help prevent the exact kind of problems that you just mentioned. That you bring your program people together, your fiscal folks, your legal folks, and your audit folks. You gather that information to help identify where the problem could be and nip it in the bud.
What other ways can the tool be used? How else can people use this so that they don't fall into those pitfalls?
I think the main thing is that creating this dialogue, all right, creating the dialogue among all the different parties, getting the information out early, and using the historical audit findings to help you identify where your risks are.
Do you find it can be an emotional thing, that people get a little bit freaked out and worked up about it?
They absolutely do, and I'll tell you that we back in the 90s, there was a real smart gentleman by the name of Peter Senge. I think he wrote a book called The Fifth Discipline, and I was able to go to one of his conferences one time. He said that you got to see the defects as gems, getting folks to be able to see those defects as something that we can all fix. And that's been the biggest problem across when people receive audits, that they don't see them as something that can be fixed. They don't see the gems in them. And so the idea of cooperative audit resolution is absolutely to bring that forward.
And just as people should see defects as gems, maybe they should see the Inspector General as a friend. And if you're part of that CAROI process as the Inspector General's representative, can you be cooperative and kind of work with agency officials like that, but still maintain your distance as the IG?
Absolutely. And one of the things that's new about the guide that we just produced through the AGA is the role of the independent auditor as part of that process. And certainly the auditors have the experience from the different audits that they've done, and we need to get that experience into the dialogue with the different other folks that are part of fixing the problems.
People want to know more about this. Is there a website? Is there a place where they can go for more information?
The guide is right up on the AGA website. I think it's aga.org, and it's right in the front page right now.